Joining us now, Josh Van Meter from the Cincinnati Reds, Norwell High School alum and former Fort Wayne Tin Cap. He's been kind of all over the place during his baseball career, but in 2020, he's kind of just been sitting at home during the pandemic. Josh, how are you, man?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on, and just trying to keep myself from going stir crazy.
What's it been like for you during the pandemic? What have you been up to?
That's a good question. Been playing a lot of video games, keeping myself in shape, and really, it's just kind of, I've kind of treated this as kind of an extension of the off season, because you know we really still really don't know when we're going to be back. So, been trying to get outside as much as I can, and whether it's playing golf or just going on walks or anything to get some fresh air. But for the most part, really just been working out, staying in shape, playing a lot of video games, and like I said, just trying to keep myself from going too crazy.
Are you back home then, back in Austin?
Yeah, well, I live in Fort Wayne now.
Okay.
I've been back here since, March, 16th or 18th or something crazy like that. So I tell my parents all the time that, I haven't been back here this time of the year since I was, 18, or since I played with the Tin Caps when I was, 19. So it's all kind of foreign to me, but I kind of forgot what May weather is like in Indiana.
Well, you say you've been working out. So what kind of things have you been doing at home to stay in shape?
I've been pretty fortunate. There's a baseball facility in Wayndale that's owned by the Sun City Sluggers. So, which is who I played for, the summer program I played for back in the day. So, I've been pretty fortunate. I've kind of had access, to that facility. So whether it's doing conditioning or maybe lifting a little bit of weights or, hitting, it sucks. I kind of been by myself, but, it's been good. I think I was a little bit more fortunate than some other guys that have kind of gone through this. It's just everybody's trying to make it work. It may not be perfect, but you got to do whatever you can to stay in shape. And because at the end of the day, I do think we'll play again this year. You got to be ready for when that time comes.
Besides the obvious of actually playing games, is there anything else that you're missing the most during this extended break?
Yeah, I think just being around the guys, the relationships you build and kind of the camaraderie of being around the clubhouse and stuff like that. You tell people all the time that, your teammates become your family because you definitely spend more time with them than you do your own family at the end of the day. So I miss being around the guys. Obviously, I miss competing. And I miss traveling a little bit, going to cities and, seeing new things, trying new restaurants, trying new stuff. But on the other hand, I have enjoyed my time home just because, it's more family time back here, and which is something I don't get a lot of. So, I've tried to find the positive in everything, but I definitely do miss being around the guys, and I miss competing at the end of the day for sure.
You mentioned traveling. What would you say is your favorite city that you've been to?
Ooh, that's a good question. So I would say last year we went to Seattle, and I had never been – I've never really been to the West Coast other than, California, and I thought Seattle was one of the coolest cities I've ever been to.
What made it so cool?
This is going to sound really weird, but there was, a freshness to the air. You step outside, and it was just – I don't know. The weather was perfect. It was brisk. It was a cool downtown area, and it's just something that, somewhere that I've never been before. And it's like a city that seemed new to me. I feel like I'd never been anywhere kind of like it. And, I guess my second favorite was probably Philadelphia for the cheesesteaks. you just can't beat a Philly cheesesteak in Philadelphia. So, but the list goes on, man. I think everywhere we went was pretty cool.
We're talking with Josh Van Meter from the Cincinnati Reds, former Fort Wayne Tin Cap, grew up in the Northeast Indiana area. He graduated from Norwell High School. You mentioned that you miss being with the guys and your Cincinnati Reds teammates. One of those guys is Tucker Barnhart, another Indiana guy from Brownsburg, catcher for the Reds. And he is the rep for the Reds when it comes to the players' union. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So I've heard him talk to other radio guys in interviews and giving updates on what he has heard from the Reds and from MLB. And he, the last time I heard him talk was a couple weeks ago, and he said it's still a big old question mark. Have you heard anything from Tucker or from the Players Union or the MLB or the Cincinnati Reds that gives you a hint as to if there will be a baseball season?
You know, I still think it's a big old question mark. I think, you know, the stuff you see on Twitter, the stuff you see on social media, stuff you see on the internet is kind of what it is. I still don't think that there's been an official return to play proposal from MLB proposed. You know, I think there's been some stuff in the media that, you know, some of it's true, some of it's not. I think that's just kind of where social media is nowadays. You know, I really don't know. I don't. People ask me that all the time. In my personal belief, I think, you know, I think we'll play. I think there's too much to lose if we don't play. But at the end of the day, you know, I think something's got to get figured out here pretty soon because I think the clock is ticking. You know, I think time's running short. So hopefully we can get it all figured out. You know, I think we should be able to. I think it'd be good. I think it'd be good for the country, man. I think there needs to be some sort of feeling of unity. And my personal belief, we need some sports back, man. Like sports back. Like, I can't keep watching these golf tournaments from 2017. I can't keep watching, you know, World Series from 2011. Like, you know, this country needs sports back. And I really hope and I truly do believe that we'll be back playing this year for sure.
I know the big conversation that a lot of people have been discussing and kind of the tie up is money and how owners, you know, want the players to take another pay cut. Some players have been vocal. Snell comes to mind, has been very vocal about how he will not take another pay cut. I know you're still not really a rookie, but you're still one of the younger guys when it comes to MLB and early in your career. But if it were up to you, Josh, would money be an issue, or do you just miss playing the game you love?
That's a good question, Rob. You know, I think, you know, you got to get paid for your value, I guess. I mean, I don't really know how to word this, but you know, I always said from the beginning that if we're not playing games, we shouldn't get paid. But if we are playing games, we do need to be getting paid. And I think that the agreement that was made in March, I think is a really fair deal. I really do. I think it's a fair deal. You know, I don't know all the specifics about, you know, revenues and all that kind of stuff. I try not to get into it. But then again, I don't want to sound, I guess, snobby that, you know, that I would be taking a pay cut because there's a lot of people out of work in this country right now, and it's a terrible situation for everybody. You know, we are, I don't know, it's a really sticky situation, I think. Mm-hmm. It's way above my pay grade to kind of figure it out. So I just kind of go with the flow, and, you know, you always hear the statement that I'd play for free. I think guys who say that, I don't know how they truly mean it. There's a lot of things that a lot of people wouldn't do for free, you know? So, you know, I think at the end of the day, we do need to get paid. And I guess all I can really say is that I do think the deal that was made in March is a very fair deal.
And for those that aren't aware of that, can you get into some of the specifics about what the deal back in March was?
Yeah, it was, it's a prorated salary. So, what the players union did is we sacrificed pay for service time. So if say we play an 81 game season, our salaries would be cut in half. You'd get paid for the 81 games instead of what you would normally get paid for 162. So you would cut that number in half. So what we did is we traded that for the, for the service time. So say we play an 81 game season, on the service time aspect, you get a full season of service time, which is good for free agency. It's good for guys like me trying to become Super 2 eligible. So the deal we made as far as pay in March is it's a prorated salary. However many games you play, that's what you get paid for. So
gotcha.
That's the deal.
Gotcha. I know another thing that some people think might be the tie-up is some of the rules and regulations and restrictions part of this deal that you've been hearing about in the media about, you know, for players that won't be playing in the game will have to be sitting in the stands 6 feet apart, and you're not allowed to spit. You're not allowed to hug or high-five your teammates. Is that as big of a deal as some people are making it seem?
You know, I personally, I think some of it is a little bit over the top. But then again, I don't think anyone really prepared for this, like has ever prepared for this kind of situation. So I think some of the protocols and things that come out will probably be over the top. You know, I think you'll probably see some of the same stuff in the NBA and the NFL. And I do think too that, you don't want to get it wrong, you know, like the organizations don't want to get it wrong. So I think they would rather err on the side of caution. But to me, I read through some of those rules and I was like, holy cow, like that's like crazy to me. Like some of those things are like crazy to me. like it almost wouldn't feel like the game that you're accustomed to, but maybe that's just the way it's going to be for a while. I don't really know. I don't know how much of that is a tie up. I think obviously the money has gotten more attention, but I do think that there are some of those things that, to me personally, seem a little out there. But I haven't really heard any discussion that those things are the tie-up.
One last question for you, Josh. Another thing that obviously a lot of people are talking about is if there was a baseball season, you hear this with a lot of other sports as well, the idea of playing games without fans. Are you okay with that? But would it feel weird to you?
Yeah, the idea of it doesn't sit well with me. I just couldn't imagine playing in a Major League Baseball stadium with no fans. There's that energy, that buzz that when you walk up to the plate or you walk out on the field, the buzz of 30,000 people in the stands, like, sometimes, like, you need that on some days to get going. And I just couldn't imagine, you can run back and watch. I think it was an Orioles game a few years ago where they played with no fans, and it was just bizarre to me. But, you know, obviously the number one priority is people's safety. You know, I totally understand that. And if we have to do it, we have to do it. But it just, to me, just, it would not be the same. And, you know, maybe there's going to be a lot of things going forward that aren't going to be the same. But, it'll definitely be a very strange situation for sure.
Josh Van Meter from the Cincinnati Reds organization and a former Fort Wayne Tin Cap, Norwell High School alum, joining us. Josh, we appreciate it, man. Stay safe. And hopefully if we hear some news about the future of this baseball season, maybe we can chat again.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me on, Rob.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yep. Take care.